we've actually reached out to a window of 18 months for folks that are going to be separating or retiring within the next 18 months. Those are the folks that we're reaching out to have attend the transition summit. Basically, the crux of the summit.
Jim, why is this important? How important is it?
Well, I will say that there was something called the VOW Act that was signed into law about 5.5 years ago. VOW stands for Veterans Opportunity to Work. So the Department of Defense was trying to tackle the problem that they had with exiting veterans getting out into the workplace and not going through unemployment or getting lower paid jobs and what they were eligible for. So that's really what drives a lot of this. It's this veterans opportunity to work. And one of the main focuses is it's actually the younger age group. I want to say that the 18 to 24-year-old demographic, male demographic, was the biggest it was the biggest demographic of unemployment. So I mean that's the whole crux of this, to reach out to exiting veterans, whether they're retiring or separating, to ensure that they're getting full credit for their skill sets that they've acquired in the military.
Can you delve into some of the panels, the workshops that are going to happen on April the 12th?
Some of the panels that are going to be, well, we're going to have different employers that are going to be showing up. The employers that are going to be coming out to the base and will be doing these briefs, focusing on certain areas of employment. You've got aviation and manufacturing. We have cybersecurity. Security and law enforcement, healthcare, logistics. Those are the main areas of employers that we're expecting to show up at the summit. And they'll be talking about their respective areas of employment. What I do need to allow people to realize is the event is really, well, base access is for folks that have ID cards to enter on base. If somebody wants to attend and they do not have base access, they by going online to this hiringourheroes.org website, they can request a base access that we're going to coordinate to make sure that everybody who wants to attend is able to get on base.
Catherine Sanner is the second lieutenant of the United States Air Force's 436th Airlift Wing. Katie, why are events like the Transition Summit so important for Dover Air Force Base?
Events like the Transition Summit are extremely important for Dover Air Force Base because one of the most important things that we're concerned with on the base is taking care of our families. And to take care of the families of our airmen, it's ensuring that they have the opportunities to do what they really want to do once they leave the service. They've given their time and effort and put in all of their skills to the military, and we want to make sure we give that back to them.
Do you have these summits on a regular basis?
Yes, we do have these summits on a regular basis. So far, this is the second one.